You're listening to SBS News.
In the busy Port River, among the cargo ships and local industry, live Adelaide's most unique residents. The pod of about 30 dolphins is best known for their habit of tail walking, or standing up on their tails and moving backwards across the water. Mike Bosley, an Immersus research professor with the organisation Whale and Dolphin Conservation, has been monitoring Port Adelaide's river dolphins for about three decades.
I'm like a grandfather to some of these dolphins in the sense that I've known the mothers who have had calves who have had calves. And so they're all very much part of my family almost.
He says the health of the dolphin pod has improved since parts of the river were declared a dolphin sanctuary in 2005.
They're very important, I think, because they're probably the most urbanised dolphins in the world, in that there are quite a bunch, 30-odd, that live in here pretty much permanently all year round. And this means that they are very important for local tourism, but they're also very important as a kind of canary in the mine for the local environment.
Some risks, such as pollution and rubbish in the harbour, have improved over the past few decades, but he also says there's been a disturbing trend he's noticed recently.
We've had a lot of problems lately with dolphins dying. And many of them, we suspect, have been killed by being hit by boats.
Dr. Catherine Kemper, a senior research scientist at the South Australian Museum, says the pod is a rich source of information to researchers, being so close to an urban centre. She performs necropsies on the dead river dolphins and says while it's often difficult to make absolute determinations about how the dolphins died, boat strikes are a real possibility.
Some of the data points to a few of the animals having been hit by boats. So some of the animals that we've done may have been hit by boats, but unless we are very confident by looking at the injuries or the physiology of the animal inside, then we tend to say that it's not a boat strike until we can really be sure.
She says the coast-dwelling nature of this pod means they can come into conflict with humans in many ways.
It's not just boats. I mean, yes, boats are a problem, but there's all these things we do. We build our marinas on the coast because we love, you know, being by the sea. We change the amount of seagrass, and of course seagrass is important for the fish that the dolphins might eat.
Sometimes she's even found bullets in dead dolphins.
In 1998, there were four dolphins from the area that were shot. And that kind of sparked us actually to get together as a group called the Dolphin Trauma Group, to pay more attention and to really advertise the fact that we were doing these post-mortems, these necropsies or dissections on the dolphins. So that would tell people, the perpetrators of the crime, that we were watching.
Out on the river early on a weekday morning, Mariana Borman is one of a group of volunteers who regularly monitors the Adelaide River dolphins.
Yeah, we'd look to see, make sure that they're behaving normally. So if we see a dolphin tail slapping an excessive amount, we always try and like to get a good view or a photo of their tail to make sure there's no entanglement.
She says dolphins can be very playful with boats, swimming alongside them and cruising in the waves they create. But she believes younger dolphins are more prone to boat strikes because they haven't yet learned when to get out of the way. And she says there would be a simple solution that would help protect them, imposing a speed limit in parts of the Adelaide River.
Having the open speed limits does attract people who want to go at excessive speeds and they want to do donuts and change direction erratically, and that's really what puts the dolphins at risk.
More than 11,000 people have signed a petition calling on the state government to impose a speed limit of 10 knots. Currently, speed limits across the river vary from 4 knots to unlimited.
But I guess we feel there really needs to be a change. There's a lot more people using the area, and therefore there's a lot more chance that, like the dolphins, but even people could get injured as well with the open speed limits.
State Transport Minister Stephen Knoll has rejected the idea of a single speed limit, saying that could put boats and those on them at risk. He's given SBS a statement saying a blanket speed limit of 10 knots wouldn't provide sufficient safety of operation for shipping or recreational boating operations and could increase the risk of collision and would impact on the ability of small boat operators to seek immediate shelter during adverse weather events. Mike Bosley fears more dolphins may die if no action is taken. But for now, he and his volunteers continue to patrol the river several times a week as unofficial guardians. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.